My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Lonely sailors, pass the time away.
It's gonna be okay over there? You're a little out of breath?
No, I'm good. Okay. Had to run back in here. Coming up tomorrow, big game in college football. Number 2, Ohio State visiting Eugene for the third-ranked Oregon Ducks. You can hear the game right here on The Fan. Our pregame will start down in Eugene from in front of the Mashofsky Center at noon. You're going to be on Center and the Saint, though, yeah?
Yeah, Luke Anderson and I, we're going to be Sinning and Satan. I don't know what that means, but
I think it's just more of a Sinner show.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. That's a sinner show.
Yeah, it's not.
There's no saint in that group.
No, no. But with the Ducks and Buckeyes, look, this game is it's one of the most highly anticipated matchups in Oregon history. I think it is the most anticipated matchup in Autzen Stadium history. And if we're being quite honest, this is one of the most hyped and biggest matchups in a regular season game Oregon has ever played. I mean, it's the first top five game at home. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, the magnitude of it is not maybe as high as some of the other games, like, you know, the War for the Roses seemed to be a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Rose Bowl on the line, you know, winning a game to get to a national title, having playoff implications on the line. With the 12-team playoff, the loser of this game has the ability to see their path right back into the playoff. And they're not out of the playoff with a loss this week. Right. So that is a massive difference. So, like, the magnitude may not be the highest, but the matchup is undeniably large. And right. It's a huge game.
Well, it also feels a little bit, too, like we finally get to see what they both truly are.
Yes.
Because Oregon and Ohio State have had a long runway into the season, opposite of what James Franklin has at Penn State. Obviously, he had to drive to go fly to USC somewhere else.
An hour and a half.
But with Ohio State, everyone has been able to say, at least around that program, well, you haven't seen Chip Kelly's full offense yet. They haven't run Will Howard. They haven't needed to because they've been able to win. And so it feels like if you're a believer in Ohio State, you think that they've held back and they mm-hmm. still have things going. If you're a believer in Oregon, right, they struggled early on. Well, that Boise State struggle game looking better and better every single mm-hmm. week because what Ashton Gentry's been able to do. If you're looking at that offensive line, yeah, you can point to that struggle in the Idaho game in the first part of the Boise State game, and yeah, it's that offensive line. But guess what they're starting to do? They're starting to round into form. The run game, especially last week, got going with Jordan James. He had a big game over 100 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're, what, 3 Dylan Gabriel turnovers in the low red zone away from having easy covers in back-to-back games and wins where it looks like you dominated a team, which you truly did. You just called off the dogs in the second half because you didn't want to show the different things that you could do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things in there that are concerning, though, because 3 low red zone turnovers in 2 weeks are not good inside
nope.
the five. Inside mm-hmm. the five. But I think the bigger one here is, all right, both these teams seemingly getting healthy heading into this matchup. Enter yesterday, the message boards start blowing up, and this is seems to be what happens all the time, right? It was almost like while Oregon was still practicing, the message boards started lighting up, which is a weird thing to see,
right?
Because the Jordan Birch injury news, and look, full transparency, I go down every Wednesday at mm-hmm. practice, right? I'm down there every Wednesday. I am not allowed to talk about or say anything about any injuries that mm-hmm. I do see when I'm down there. This happened on a Thursday. I went down there. I don't know what happened down there.
Brutal timing.
It did. I mean, that is brutal timing. But, and look, we will not, we don't know. And this is the other thing, too, is that even with an injury like this, like there's people that are saying he was like carted off. And, you know, it was, that seems to be getting away. But then there's also people like, hey, he's going to play. I don't know. I have no idea what is going to happen because I'm reading the same stuff as everybody else is right now. And that is I will learn. And what I usually do is I learn what's going on Saturday when I get from the injury front on Saturday when I get to the stadium. And we will all find out a couple hours before kick because the Big Ten has an availability report. So it's not going to be like some secret when the first snap happens.
Right.
But I think with any injury, and well, you know this just as well as I do, like unless he was carted off and, you know, he's crutched up or whatever, or, you know, arm in a sling or what have you, every guy is going to try to play in this game, especially, no matter what. So I've seen the reports that are out there like, yeah, he was carted off. I've seen, you know, he was not carted off and he's going to play. Truth kind of feels like it's somewhere in the middle there where he's going to be a game time decision. This thing's going to be 50-50. I don't know. We don't know. All I'm going off of is the message boards, just like everybody else's in the reports that are out there.
Right, and you have to be careful.
I find out on Saturday.
You have to be careful with Twitter doctors, with ex-doctors. Oh, I mean, I saw a clip the other day where one of the Twitter doctors was arguing with the father of the player on his own injury. Like, no, you're wrong. Like, no, I'm his dad. I know what his injury is. Talk to the source, right?
Yeah.
So I will say this for Oregon fans who think that the sky is falling. I have been at a practice where I've seen a player carted off, got thrown into the gator, and he got carted off, and he practiced the next day. I have also seen guys who walked off the field from one of their own injuries, and their season was done after further testing. So you don't know what's going to happen here with Jordan Birch. Here's where the positive is. Whether he plays or not.
Nobody even knows what he hurt.
Right. For all we know, he just tripped.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a report out there that he was just held out the rest of practice because it was precautionary.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
We don't know.
I don't know.
But I will say this, though, for this Oregon defensive front, it's the deepest it's ever been. So even if he doesn't go, there are multiple capable backups that can fill that role. Are they going to be 100% of Jordan Birch?
Mm-mm.
No, they are not. But are you going to get a capable backup that is going to be able to make plays if he is unable to go? Worst case scenario, yes.
Rotation gets a lot shorter, and you're asking the young bucks to do a heck of a lot more. And Jordan Birch has been outstanding. I think if you just look at the last 2 weeks that he has had, I mean, and I believe this, in I said this during the broadcast at UCLA. I said it after, I think on Monday, after the game. Something clicked with Jordan Birch at that UCLA game. And I mean, I don't know how much credit we want to give one individual, but one thing that I know is that I saw Kayvon Thibodeau on that sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And Kayvon Thibodeau, during that game, was yelling from the sideline, long arm, right. Bull rush, bull rush. And you would see Jordan Birch, based on, you know, how the offensive lineman was setting, you know, in pre-snap, and he was telling him kind of what to do. When Birch and the defensive line, it wasn't just Jordan Birching, when the defensive line would come off field, Kayvon Thibodeau was, like, coaching during the game. Like, he was, like,
it
in their ear, going
me.
Boom, 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 you know?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jordan Birch has had 3.5 of his 5 sacks this season have come from UCLA and Michigan State.
Yep.
I mean, in a little bit of it has to do with the opponents that you're playing, but... you also played Idaho, Boise State, and Oregon State, and people have gotten home against those teams as well. Something has clicked with him and clicked with this defensive line because 9 of their 16 sacks have come in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I also think that they're getting more one-on-one matchups because of the guy in the middle, and that's Derek Harmon. Like right now, I believe he's still leading the Big Ten in pressure rate from an interior defensive lineman. What that guy can do from your defensive tackle nose guard position, because he does play both, is what allows those one-on-one matchups on the edges. Now, where I say it's unfortunate, right? Whatever his injury is, it will change the game plan. And what you want as a coach, and this might be obvious, but if you are going to have an injury, you want to know about it on Monday so you can design your game plan around it. When it happens on a Thursday, most Thursday practices in college are really just kind of run-throughs that you can finally shore up any last-minute mistakes, fix anything at the last minute. Because Friday, that's a walk-through, run-through type of deal. And then you're good to go for game time.
That's Friday.
Now, I'm not saying that the hay's in the barn here, but it is going to make a later night, I think, for certain coaches on that defense, especially on that defensive line. But that being said, who's your D-line coach? It's your defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
It's LaPoy. So if anyone knows how to scheme up different things, if you don't get Birch or you only get him on certain downs and situations.
LaPoy and Tuioti do a great job with that D-line.
It's
going
to be LaPoy. I'll tell you what. If Birch doesn't go, I would expect a gigantic game from Tuioti.
Yeah, well, Tatum Tuioti, absolutely. He has played big. And this is the thing.
I like him a lot.
Is that rotationally, you feel Jordan Birch's impact, right? You feel it when he's in a game, and in a game of this magnitude, when you have running backs that are this good, when pressure on a quarterback is of the utmost importance because of the receivers that a team like Ohio State has. Yet Jordan Birch, be it out or limited, that makes an impact on this game.
Yep.
But we have seen large stretches of Tatum Tuioti, Mateo Uiagalelei. We have seen Omarion Winston play big at times. We saw him a lot last year. We have not seen a lot of Blake Purchase this year.
Yeah, the big Blake Purchase game hasn't happened.
But to your point of what Derek Harmon, Jamari Caldwell have done on the interior of that offense or defensive line, they make the jobs a lot easier, the guys on the outside. I think everybody's attention and eyes are going to be on number one. And if Jordan Birch is available tomorrow, again, we don't know. We have no idea. But I think that we all go back to this one as well. Do you remember Ohio State back in 2021? Kayvon Thibodeau did not play in that game.
That's right.
And everybody said Oregon was dead to rights in that game. This is a very good Ohio State team. This is a better Ohio State team. But this is a better Oregon team, too.
Yes, right? 100%, top to bottom.
And Oregon found a way to win, and that's what this game and I think a bunch of other games come down to and boil down to. Ohio State's defense is far better than they were back in 2021. Okay, the skills are always good at Ohio State. The offensive line, I don't know if they're as good as the one that they played in 2021. I mean, I truly like, and that is such a hard thing to say because we've seen them play Iowa, we've seen them play Michigan
State.
It's not
the same Iowa team, though. It's not defensively. It really isn't. They're not as good.
They're not as good. But this is like, but it's a good test, and they've passed all their tests with flying colors. And you just O-line play is one where until you play a really good team, you just don't quite know, right? Like you can be effective and you can be dominant, but when the kitchen sink is thrown at you, how do you respond to that, right?
Right.
And I think that Oregon's O-line took their lumps early. They have been, they've settled their rotation. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're an Ohio State fan that's just checking in on a Friday to see kind of what's up with Oregon, if you take the first game and a half and you make any judgments on Oregon's offensive line, you are going to be incorrect.
Yes. No, 100%.
Because that rotation has not changed since the second half where they ran for 93 yards against Boise State, and they have been damn good since then.
Right. The other thing that I would point out, too, for Ohio State, there is a very key position that you are weaker than that 2021 team, and that's at quarterback. What will Will Howard look like on Saturday? Because I'll tell you right now, as good of wide receivers that you have, a lot of the big plays that have come from Smith and Ibuka have been quick passes and then them doing all the work. You're going up against an Oregon secondary where you have a legit lockdown corner in Muhammad, and the rest of the DBs have passed every single test that you've seen with flying colors. In the Boise State game, that game was only close because you have the Heisman front runner doing the craziest amount of broken tackles and vision. He looks like Barry Sanders right now. That's what Ashton Gentry is, and that's why that game was close. It wasn't because Maddox Madsen tore you apart.
A stronger Barry Sanders.
The scarier version. Yeah, it's like a cross between Barry and Derrick Henry.
I'll tell you what. I saw Ashton Gentry, and he is not 5'9", not even in helmets and cleats. He is not 5'9". He is every bit of that 215 pounds, though.
He's jacked.
It looks like his muscles are just... I feel like if you were to poke him,
there'd be no
his
give.
Skin would just like split instantly. It looks like there's no stretch for his skin anymore because... He's just they just shoved muscles on top of muscles, and
he's legit swollen.
It is ridiculous,
right?
I looked at him and I was like, how?
Can I get on your work program?
I've seen jacked football players before. Ashton Gentry was different. He's different. He looked like a plastic mannequin,
right? But all this to say, Will Howard is not known for his ability to pick apart defenses from the pocket. The reason they grabbed him was because he could add into that plus one run game that Chip Kelly has always loved. And that's something that you haven't seen this year, but you know that Kelly has in his pocket. But if Oregon can keep this game close or even get up early, when it gets loud and it gets rocking in Autzen, can Will Howard make a deep throw to help Ohio State win this game? I don't know that he can, and we're going to find out.
We are going to find out. We are going to find out. Will Howard has been good this year. And look, this receiving core with Smith, Igbuka, Tate, they are nightmare fuel.
You got two legit ones.
Yes.
Easy legit ones.
I mean, all three will start at any school in the country. All three of them. Every single one.
Two of them are ones at every school in the country.
They will all start, and they're really damn good. But as the injury to Jordan Burch as it pertains to him, the rumors, they're just that right now, and we don't know. And like Will, you said this, you've had guys and seen guys that have been carted off the field, and you're at practice. I've had this too. Guy gets hurt, and you're like, dude, there's no way he's playing tomorrow, and you are on the team, and you are. In the locker room, you are seeing him in the training room getting his treatment. You're like, there's no way this guy plays.
His foot is purple.
And then he goes out and he plays incredibly well.
And backwards.
Yeah. I have seen it before. I've seen a guy who looks like his softball was shoved in the side of his ankle. His foot was black. And then the next day, went and ran for 200 yards.
I watched a guy walk off the field with a broken leg.
Brick killed a guy.
Wow, this escalated quickly.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.